Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bitter Truth About Food podcast. I'm your host, Brad Young, and I'm thrilled to have you here for episode 21. Today, we're diving into an important, often overlooked topic that can have a significant impact on your health and well-being. It's a subject that ties together science, practicality, and self-awareness into every bite we take. That's right. We're talking about processed meats. Processed meats are everywhere, from deli sandwiches and hot dogs to bacon and sausage. But what exactly are they? And why do so many health experts warn against them? In this episode, we'll break it all down. I'll guide you through what qualifies as a processed meat, the potential health risk they pose, including links to chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer, and why moderation is key when it comes to these widely consumed foods. But don't worry, I won't just leave you with the bad news. We'll also discuss practical, easy-to-implement steps you can take to reduce your intake of processed meats without feeling deprived. Whether it's swapping out a few meals a week or experimenting with delicious plant-based or lean protein alternatives, I'll help you find options that work for your lifestyle. And if you're someone who loves convenience, we'll cover ways to make healthier choices at the grocery store without sacrificing flavor or ease. As always, I encourage you to share this episode with friends, family, or anyone who might benefit from learning more about this important topic. The more we share knowledge and support each other in making better choices, the healthier and happier our communities can become. So grab a cup of coffee, tea, or your favorite beverage, sit back, and get ready for an eye-opening discussion that might just change the way you think about what's on your plate. Let's get started. What are processed meats? Processed meats are products that have been altered through methods like curing, smoking, salting, fermenting, or adding chemical preservatives to enhance flavor or extend their shelf life. Common examples include bacon, sausages, hot dogs, ham, salami, deli meats, and even snacks like beef jerky. These foods are often staples in many diets due to their convenience, long shelf life, and flavor, making them popular in sandwiches, breakfasts, and quick meals. However, the processes involved in making these products fundamentally change their composition compared to fresh, unprocessed meat. This often includes the addition of sodium, nitrates, and other preservatives, which can have significant health implications. Studies have linked regular consumption of processed meats to an increased risk of serious health issues, including heart disease, high blood pressure, and certain types of cancer, particularly colorectal cancer. While they may be nostalgic or practical for some, it's important to understand the potential long-term effects of incorporating these foods into your diet. Why processed meats are harmful. Here's where the science speaks loud and clear. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, processed meats are classified as a group 1 carcinogen. That puts them in the same category as tobacco and asbestos. Now, hear me out. I'm not saying that eating a slice of bacon is the same as smoking a pack of cigarettes, but the data is undeniable. Research shows that consuming just 50 grams of processed meat daily increases the risk of colorectal cancer by 18%. For perspective, 50 grams is about the size of a single hot dog, but cancer isn't the only concern. Studies such as one published in the journal Circulation have linked processed meat consumption to an increased risk of heart disease. The high levels of sodium and preservatives like nitrates contribute to hypertension and damage to blood vessels over time. And don't forget about the added sugar and fats often lurking in processed foods, which can lead to weight gain, type 2 diabetes, and inflammation. Dangers of eating processed foods and their impact on health. Increased risk of cancer. Processed meats contain nitrates and nitrites, which can convert into carcinogenic compounds in the body. Studies, including one from the World Health Organization, WHO, have classified processed meats as group 1 carcinogens, meaning there is strong evidence they can cause cancer, particularly colorectal cancer. Higher risk of heart disease. Research from journals like Circulation shows that the high sodium content in processed foods can contribute to high blood pressure, increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Additionally, trans fats in many packaged goods raise bad cholesterol, LDL levels, while lowering good cholesterol, HDL, weight gain and obesity. Processed foods are often loaded with added sugars and unhealthy fats. These empty calories lack nutrients, but pack a caloric punch, leading to overeating and significant weight gain over time. Type 2, diabetes. Diets that include high levels of processed foods, especially sugary snacks and drinks, have been linked to insulin resistance, a precursor to type 2 diabetes. Over time, this condition can affect the body's ability to regulate blood sugar levels effectively. Chronic inflammation, artificial additives, unhealthy fats, and sugars in processed foods can trigger low-grade inflammation in the body. This chronic inflammation has been associated with a range of conditions, including arthritis, cardiovascular issues, and even cognitive decline. Digestive disorders. Processed foods often lack fiber, which is crucial for a healthy gut. Diets low in fiber can lead to issues such as constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and an imbalance in gut microbiota, impacting overall health and immunity. Addiction and overeating. The combination of sugar, salt, and fat in processed foods is designed to be hyperpalatable, making them highly addictive. This can lead to a cycle of overeating and dependency, further compounding health risks. By avoiding or reducing processed foods in your diet, you can significantly lower these risks and take proactive steps toward optimizing your health and longevity. Focus on whole, nutrient-dense foods and stay informed to make empowered dietary decisions. Now that you know the bitter truth about processed meats, the next question becomes, how do we avoid them? Tips for identifying processed meats at the grocery store. When you're at the supermarket, it's surprisingly easy to fall for clever marketing. Packages that say natural, low fat, or organic might make a product sound healthy, but they can still contain processed meats. Processed meats are often packed with additives, preservatives, and other ingredients that may not align with your health goals. Here's how to cut through the noise and identify processed meats with confidence. Check the ingredient list. Always take a look at the ingredient list on packaged meats. If you see words like sodium nitrate, sodium nitrite, smoke flavorings, or preservatives, it's a clear red flag. These additives are commonly used to extend shelf life, enhance flavor, or improve color, but they also categorize the meat as processed. The fewer the ingredients, the better. Be wary of shelf life. One of the easiest ways to spot processed meat is by its unnaturally long shelf life. Fresh meat simply doesn't stay good for weeks in the fridge. If the expiration date seems unusually far off, it's likely due to preservatives or other chemicals added to keep the product fresh for longer. Avoid prepackaged deli items. Pre-sliced deli meats like turkey, ham, or chicken may be convenient, but they're often loaded with sodium, nitrates, and other additives. Even options labeled as low sodium or lean can still be processed. For a healthier alternative, consider buying fresh meat, roasting it at home, and slicing it yourself. It takes a little extra effort, but ensures you know exactly what you're eating. Watch out for healthy buzzwords. Terms like all natural, organic, or no added hormones can be misleading on processed meat products. While these labels sound appealing, they don't guarantee that the product is free from processing or additives. Always read beyond the marketing claims to get the full picture. Remember, knowledge is power. Once you learn how companies prepare and package these products, you can start making smarter, more informed choices as a consumer. By taking a little extra time to examine your options, you can prioritize whole, minimally processed foods that better support your health and well-being. Healthier alternatives to processed meats. If you're wondering what to eat instead of bacon in the morning or deli meat in your lunch sandwich, don't worry, I've got you covered. Processed meats may be convenient, but they're often loaded with preservatives, sodium, and unhealthy additives. By choosing healthier alternatives, you can enjoy delicious meals while also supporting your long-term health. Here are some healthier, equally tasty, and easy-to-prepare alternatives to processed meats: grilled chicken or turkey. These lean protein options are incredibly versatile and packed with essential nutrients. Season them with your favorite herbs and spices, grill them to perfection, and use them in wraps, salads, or sandwiches. Plus, they're free from the added chemicals found in processed meats. Plant-based proteins. For a meat-free alternative, try nutrient-dense options like lentils, chickpeas, tofu, or tempeh. These proteins are rich in fiber, vitamins, and minerals, making them a great choice for vegetarians, vegans, or anyone looking to cut back on meat. Tofu and tempeh also absorb flavors beautifully, making them a great addition to stir fries, curries, or even breakfast scrambles. Freshly cooked roast meats. Instead of relying on store-bought deli meats, roast your own chicken, turkey, or beef at home. Not only can you control the seasoning, but you can also avoid the high sodium and preservatives often found in processed options. Roast a batch on the weekend, slice it up, and use it throughout the week in sandwiches, salads, or as a quick snack. Eggs or avocado, these are fantastic options for breakfast sandwiches or quick meals. Eggs are loaded with high-quality protein and essential nutrients, like vitamin D and choline, while avocado provides healthy fats, fiber, and a creamy texture. Try avocado toast topped with a poached egg or scrambled eggs with fresh veggies for a satisfying start to your day. Switching to these alternatives doesn't just improve your health. It also broadens your culinary creativity. Experimenting with new ingredients and flavors can make meals more exciting and enjoyable. You might even discover new combinations and taste profiles you didn't know you loved. Cooking with fresh, whole ingredients can also foster a better connection with your food, helping you make mindful choices that benefit both your body and your taste buds. Benefits of reducing processed meats. All right, now for the motivational part. What's in it for you? What benefits can you expect from cutting back on processed meats? Reduce cancer risk. The American Institute for Cancer Research highlights that processed meats, like sausages, bacon, and deli meats, are often linked to an increased risk of certain cancers, including colorectal cancer. Cutting back can significantly lower your risk and support long-term health. Better heart health? Processed meats are often loaded with sodium, unhealthy fats, and preservatives that can take a toll on your heart. By reducing your intake, you're not only cutting out these harmful components, but making room for heart-healthy alternatives like fresh proteins, legumes, and vegetables. Over time, you'll notice improvements in blood pressure and cholesterol levels. More energy. Processed meats can leave you feeling sluggish thanks to their high fat and low nutrient composition. Replacing them with whole natural foods like lean proteins, fruits, and vegetables provides your body with the essential nutrients it needs. This switch can result in more consistent energy levels throughout the day, helping you power through work, workouts, or playtime with ease. Improved digestion. Many processed meats are low in fiber and high in preservatives, which can disrupt your gut health. By choosing fiber-rich foods and cutting back on processed options, you'll support a healthier digestive system, improving regularity and reducing bloating. These small, incremental changes can lead to monumental benefits in how you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally every single day. Whether you're taking the first step or already making progress, your body will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Bitter Truth About Food podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into processed meats both enlightening and empowering. Understanding what's really in our food is such an important step toward making better choices for our health and well-being. Remember, the information I share isn't about striving for perfection, it's about progress. Every small change, whether it's swapping out one meal or becoming more mindful of your food choices, moves you closer to a healthier, happier life. Do me a favor, will you? Share this episode with a friend, a family member, or even a colleague who might benefit from this information. Sometimes just one conversation or piece of knowledge can spark a positive change in someone's life. You never know how much of an impact you could make simply by sharing what you've learned here today. As always, I'm Brad Young, and I'm incredibly grateful to have you on this journey with me. Stay curious, stay informed, and don't forget to take small, actionable steps toward becoming your best self. Together, we can uncover the truth about food and create a healthier future. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.